Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with hosts Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm gonna make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and today we are back with a non-scale win and Dear DST episode. But if you have not listened to last Sunday's episode with Katie Storino, I highly recommend going back and listening to it because this episode will have a lot of tie-ins to our conversation from the other day. And even more exciting, Aileen will be back in 2 weeks. So this is maybe one of my last solo episodes. I really enjoyed doing them. So I'll miss doing that, but I will be thrilled to have Aileen back and excited to catch up about some of these postpartum body image issues that are really quite a lot for us women to grapple with if we are in that baby-making phase. So I'm going to start with a non-scale win. First, I'm going to read the audience non-scale win, and then I actually have two non-scale wins that I'm going to share with all of you. So let's start by reading. Audience non-scale win. Hi, Sammy. I love the show and everything you do. The non-scale wins give me life every week, so I hope you can use my win to inspire others who might have a similar experience. I was recently asked to be a bridesmaid in a cousin's wedding. Oh, joy. I said, oh, joy, not her. I was one of 8 bridesmaids, and we were all asked to wear the same dress. Oh, boy. It's a floor-length gown with an off-the-shoulder neckline, very revealing and very scary with someone of my body type. I'm a little on the shorter side and very insecure about my arms. The last time I was a bridesmaid was over 3 years ago, and I was several sizes smaller then. The minute she sent the bridesmaid's email with the dress instructions, I went into full diet mode, planning what I was going to eat for lunch tomorrow, how many meals I was going to skip, etc. It was a literal Diet Starts Tomorrow freak out. Then I went to my podcast app, and a new episode of the show was out, and it completely shifted my mindset. I suddenly realized that I didn't need to change my body for a wedding and discarded the entire plan to diet. Wow. Oh my gosh. Long story short, the wedding was this past weekend and it went great. I got the dress hemmed to perfection and it felt so great and about how I looked. I even got compliments about how great the dress looked on me from both the bride and several other people in attendance. Thank you for inspiring me to throw away the diet mentality and helping me to have a great time in the body I inhabit. Love, no longer dreading a wedding. Betch. This is an amazing win for so many reasons. One thing, okay. The first thing is that she went into the freakout mode, which I fully understand. I won't lie. When I got the email for Jordana's dress color palette, as I've said before, so this is no secret to her, it is one of the worst color palettes for my skin tone and general pastiness. So, you know, I didn't go right into a Diet Starts Tomorrow freakout, but I do understand the feelings you had of like, that doesn't work for me. It's the least flattering, quote unquote, thing that I could possibly have to wear. So yeah, I get that. You know, when you feel like you're going to be in something that doesn't make you feel comfortable, the immediate reaction that has sort of been ingrained in us is, oh, I got to stop eating. I got to exercise. Diet starts tomorrow. And it's always easier to start tomorrow than it is to start today. But the beauty of kind of changing your mindset about this is that you don't need to start fixing yourself tomorrow. You can start right now because all you have to do, it's not that easy, because what you need to work on is a mindset shift, not a body shift. So recognizing that you went into that mode and then stopping yourself is such a sign of progress that, you know, I'm really so proud of you for, because that is the progress. It would be, you know, that is what we're all here for, to turn those thoughts around, turn that belief that we aren't good enough at the weight we are, turn that around and stop torturing ourselves with starvation diets and intense workouts that, you know, maybe don't suit our bodies. So I completely understand, and I'm really proud of you for discarding the entire planted diet. I do want to point out before we move on from this, one more practical thing about how no longer dreading a wedding betch went about this process. She recognized that, you know, it's a floor length gown, not the best cut for her, you know, not great with someone, you know, doesn't work for her body type. And she can't really do much about that because everyone's wearing the same dress. Something she did that I really want to speak to is going to get her dress tailored. I think that it is so underrated what can be done with alterations, because clothes are cut based on, it's almost random what the fit model looks like. So even if you fit, quote unquote, into a size, it doesn't mean that the size fits you perfectly the way the dress is cut. And that can be fixed or changed or improved with tailoring. And I think it's really underrated how much a properly fitted dress, not just one that you fit the size, but the dress itself has been made to fit you, that can help you feel so much more confident and at home in what you're wearing, because the dress has literally been made to fit you. A similar thing, I know this girl's just a bridesmaid, but a similar thing goes for wedding dresses. Brides go shopping. They see that the wedding dresses don't fit them or not cut for them. They need to use the little clip thing. It can lead to a spiral. But the thing that happens with wedding dresses is that they are tailored to fit you exactly. So when you try them on, it's not really a reflection of what you're going to look like on that day when you're wearing the dress that is meant to fit you, that has been, you know, you've been to several appointments to make sure that it fits you. And I think that not only speaks to, you know, the effort that brides put into what they're wearing, but it speaks to the beauty of tailoring. It speaks to how amazing, how much you can improve upon how you look simply by going to a tailor and having the clothes edited. Not that you have to shrink, but the clothes have to be edited to fit better. So what we got from this is turning that diet starts tomorrow mentality around and doing herself a solid by tailoring her dress to a way that will optimize how you look and feel in it. So I'm so proud of you no longer dreading a wedding dress. This is such a great non-scale win.
It feels like cat food has been the same forever. Smelly, boring, made of mystery ingredients. That's why you've got to try Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your own fridge. And it's delivered right to your door. Make the switch from kibble and give your cat a meal they'll love. We actually sent some Smalls to my friend in Brooklyn who is fostering kittens, and they took to it right away. It is delicious. It is nutritious. It is easy to serve. Yum, yum, yum. Eat it up. Your cute kitty is descended from ferocious desert cats who hunted live prey. Even if your cat prefers to nap all day, they still need fresh, protein-packed meals for a balanced and healthy diet. Other brands fill their food with mysterious meat byproducts, artificial flavoring, and preservatives with names I don't even want to try to pronounce. After switching it up to Smalls, 90% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. That's major. The team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. That means they'll completely refund you if your picky cat won't eat their food. Now is the time to make the switch to Smalls. Head to smalls.com/DST and use promo code DST at checkout for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use my code DST for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code DST for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun, but the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly, it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Okay, so let's now do, I'll share mine on scale wins, which I have two this week. Some weeks I have trouble coming up with one, but this week I happen to have two. The first is, I alluded to it in my last episode with Katie, which is that I got myself back into going swimming. I'm very, very lucky to have a pool in my building. And I used to swim a lot before the pandemic, and I hadn't for a while, but Avi actually really encouraged me to go because, like I said, I was complaining about something. I don't know what happened with my foot or my ankle, but it was really, I didn't want to, keep putting pressure on it by either going for a long walk or a swim or anything like that. Even like the Peloton with, you know, could kind of mess with your ankle. So he encouraged me. He's like, I know you want to move. I know you're trying to work out. Just why don't you go down to the pool in our building? They only allow one person at a time. You won't have to be in there with anybody, and you'll feel better after you go. And he was right. I really felt so much better after I went. It didn't even feel like a strenuous workout. It just felt like kind of a little break. I was, you know, just went downstairs, got a little swim in. It used to be more annoying because I would have to do my hair then go into work, but that's not really a thing now. So, you know, things have changed. So I'm really proud of myself for getting back into that, for enjoying it, and being able to remind myself during it that this is supposed to be for the sake of movement, the sake of relaxation. This isn't, you know, for calorie burning. I will say I used to be like, I have to go for a half hour and I have to swim the entire time, no breaks between laps, because that then you stop burning calories. And this time I was just like, do a lap, take a little break, do a lap, take a little break. And just made it a much more enjoyable experience to move my muscles than I'd previously had. So for all those who know how much I've been struggling with movement, I really am proud of that one for myself. And I'm also grateful to Avi for giving me that extra little push that I know I needed. I'm going to hopefully go again today. So, I mean, hopefully it's up to me. So it's not in someone else's hands whether I go. It's up to me. So I'll try to go again. I have an appointment scheduled. So we'll see how that goes. Let's do my second non-scale win. This is a big one. So as you know, I've been kind of on the, should I freeze my eggs? When am I going to freeze my embryos train for a few months now? And finally got up the strength, or not the strength, but I got in the headspace to actually call up the doctor and make my appointment for starting the egg freezing. Embryo freezing. Sorry, I don't know why I just cannot use the correct word. the thing that was sort of standing in my way is that you really need like 2 to 3 weeks clear where, maybe not 3 weeks, but let's say at least 2 weeks clear where you can give yourself the injections, you can be available to go get checked at the fertility clinic because they kind of check on you every few days and you don't know exactly what cadence that's going to be because it depends on how your, you know, the eggs are developing as you're giving yourself the hormones. And then you don't know when the actual retrieve, the egg retrieval will be because that also depends on how you react to the medication. So I was just feeling uneasy. When am I going to do this? What if I miss things? What if I'm not on my game for something important? So I finally realized, you know, I have sort of between Thanksgiving and the next few weeks, I have some time. And I told myself, we're just going to do this. We're not going to delay this anymore. Called up the doctor, which, you know, is often the hardest step. I know calling a doctor is just the a millennial challenge, but I did it. They called me in and they were like, you know, we talked on the phone. I talked to my doctor. She is awesome. And she was like, okay, well, let's do another ultrasound since your last one was a few months ago. Let's check that everything is the same. Get your blood drawn again. And also we have to weigh you because the anesthesiologist needs to know your weight for the anesthesia. You know, they don't want to give you like the wrong dose. So I went in. The ultrasound was much less scary this time because it was the second one I had done. I knew what to expect. I knew what it would feel like. And I got on the scale for actually the first time in probably about a year or more. I didn't see my weight because I, you know, the nurse was super chill about it. I asked her, can I just turn around? And she's like, of course, you turn around. I'll write it down. I won't show you. You'll never know. She was super cool about it. So I will say that this has now been maybe the third or fourth doctor's appointment where I have made a thing about not wanting to know my weight and or weigh myself. And the doctors have and nurses have all been super understanding. I have not yet encountered a doctor or nurse who, you know, shamed me for that or wanted me to, you know, or made me feel shitty about it. In all situations, they were all cool about it. And I've now started feeling, you know, more confident in that to say, I don't want to see my weight. And I think they're probably, it's probably a testament to the fact that they, I imagine they're seeing this more often because it didn't even seem weird to them that I wouldn't want to know my weight or that I would want to turn around. So, I mean, I feel really proud of myself. I feel like I'm taking care of myself. I feel like I'm taking, in that realm at least, taking, you know, care of my future, getting this embryo freezing done, which will hopefully facilitate more reproductive choices for me as, you know, I get older and I make my decisions about how and when I want to have children. So I really feel proud of myself for taking charge of that. I think it's, we take for granted, I think, how if, you know, for people who do have the opportunity to, you know, do fertility treatments or control their reproduction, I think I'm trying not to take for granted the fact that I do get to control that and that, you know, I live in at least a state where that is, for now, legal and okay. And that science has come to a place in my adulthood where, you know, this is something I'm able to do for myself. And that is a huge win for me, very much not having to do with the scale. So those are my wins for the week. I'm feeling, you know, I wasn't feeling so proud of myself going into this episode, but now that I'm speaking these things, I am feeling pretty proud of myself. So, you know, if you're in that position where you're feeling kind of met, maybe it would help to journal out or speak out to a friend, a non-scale win you have, because I'm really feeling the effects of that right now.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/betches.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, we are back to finish up our episode with a Dear DST email, and I'm going to read it and then I'm going to answer it. So you'll just get to hear more of my voice for the next 10 minutes. Dear DST, this question may be a little outside your expertise, but seeing as how DST leans into wellness questions at times, I thought I'd send in my advice question anyway. Also, you've talked about dermatology and the like in some recent episodes, so here goes. What do you do about excess sweat in your daily life, especially at work and when going out? I'm on the curvier side, and in the last year or so, I've experienced an embarrassing uptick in excess sweat in, shall we say, various places. My armpits never had an issue with sweat before. I had been using the same deodorant antiperspirant since I was a teenager. Suddenly, the sweat got to be a major problem to the point that I couldn't wear certain clothing. I've looked up the problem, and some people suggest switching to a non-aluminum deodorant, but that seems counterintuitive if I want to cut the sweat. I'm wondering if you've experienced a similar problem and have any tips. Also, the sweat and chafing around my thigh area, among others, has become a problem at times too. Any advice for a girl looking to go around confidently and deal with this problem? Thanks so much for your advice. Sincerely, Sweaty Betty Betch. Okay. First, I'm going to say, since I've gained weight, I have experienced an uptick in sweat. I used to be freezing all the goddamn time, and now I break a sweat, you know, with 6 steps in towards the door. So I understand this changes when your weight changes, and I don't want to say that it doesn't have to do with weight gain. I think probably you've like insulated yourself more. That's at least probably what I'm thinking, and I don't think that has to be a negative thing. You know, it just is. But I will say that it's not like a problem in your head. I experienced this too, and I also don't think this is a reason to lose weight. There are other ways to solve this. First of all, our guest, Katie Storino, started a whole company for products like this. It's called Mega Babe. She has a product called Bust Dust, which gets rid of the sweat under your boobs. She has a thigh rescue stick, which helps with thigh chafing. She has non-aluminum deodorants, which I actually use. I use all her products genuinely. She does not pay me to use them. You know, I love them. Like, I actually think they're amazing. I use her charcoal bar in the shower. I've heard people say that that really helps with sweat. The other option that people, not necessarily having, you know, having nothing to do with their size, people actually use Botox as a way to manage sweat. People get Botox in their armpits. They get Botox in certain non-cosmetic areas of their body if they have a sweat problem. And look, I know Botox isn't cheap, but depending on your, you know, what your financial situation is, this is an option that people employ. It's not uncommon. It's not embarrassing. And it has nothing to do with your weight. And it might help you if that is an option you want to explore. Look, I'm not one to speak about non-aluminum versus aluminum deodorant. My mom tells me only use non-aluminum because she says that you shouldn't have aluminum near your boobs. because of breast cancer. I don't know if that is scientifically correct, but I do believe she's not the first person to say it. Also, she's not a doctor, but just if you want to be, you know, I don't know. The aluminum deodorant thing is a personal question. I will say I have switched to the Mega Babe non-aluminum deodorant and it's helped. But, you know, your problem is not unrelatable. And, you know, it's also okay to like try out products. You know, different things will work for different people. We all have different chemistry. We all have different, you know, sweat glands and we sweat in different places. So I just wouldn't be afraid to experiment. I think with deodorants, you're supposed to kind of like give them a few weeks to work. But with the other products from Mega Babe, like Bust Dust and Thigh Rescue, you can use those immediately. They work. But yeah, I mean, again, Botox is another option. But if anyone would like to write in or has any other thoughts on how to solve this problem, we're obviously open to it. But look, I completely feel your pain not being able to wear certain clothing. It's tough, but I think it is a little bit of trial and error, seeing what works for you, exploring new products. And this isn't about a shortcoming of yours. Some people sweat. This isn't, you know, while it may have happened alongside the weight gain, it doesn't matter if it's because of the weight gain, because thin people have this problem too. So you're okay, sweaty Betty Betch. You're doing great. Try out the products. Don't put yourself on a diet because you want to sweat less. And I hope this helps. I hope that, you know, sweaty Betty Betch, that you discover some solutions for your problem. And of course, feel free to DM me or reach out to me or reach out to Diet Starts Tomorrow. And I hope this has been helpful. I know I repeated that like 6 times, but yeah, maybe see a dermatologist is also my last, is my final recommendation. Seeing an actual expert might help if none of those product recommendations work. And I really appreciate you all, you know, taking the time to listen to me and work through all these challenges that I have, that some of you have, that, you know, we're all in different places with. And, you know, even if your problem isn't exactly aligned with what we, you know, I've been discussing for myself, that it still, you know, is inspirational for you or someone you know, or yeah. So please tell a friend, post on your Instagram story. I'm nowhere near as good at promoting my own reviews as Jared Fried is, let's say, but please review us. Give us some 5 stars. We appreciate the love. We try really hard to make this a good podcast and to, you know, put ourselves out there. So any positivity on the reviews page would be greatly appreciated. Of course, follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. Follow me at Sammy. Feel free to DM me with any questions or anything. And we're always with you through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Betches.